Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bow, 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 bow.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Play golf.
So do you.
I do. I'm playing today. And Aaron was playing reportedly in Denver. This is Rami Bean, CBS Denver reporter, on what she has learned.
I know for a fact Aaron Rodgers and John Elway have had contact in the past couple of weeks. I know for a fact they were playing golf together. Out in California, I know. So I know that has happened. So even though that's a tampering or whatever, and like, come on, how else does John Elway woo guys? But on the golf course, I actually have this story corroborated in from two different sides, which is pretty wild. One is from someone in the golf world who booked the rounds. So it is verified. And then on the other end, by chance, I had a friend whose friends were playing at this club that weekend. And John and Aaron came up and played poker with them. So wow. I guess it's corroborated on two sides, even though nobody's talking about that. But, you know, it's your out of the football world sources. So I know that has been happening at a very posh club in California.
Okay. Posh club in California. Executive of one team who does not have a stud at quarterback. And said quarterback who wants out of his current situation. What do you think?
Well, we've tried to kind of drawn the dots or trying to get the line to, okay, if Aaron Rodgers does not want to be in Green Bay, which teams need a quarterback? And we speculated Denver. We know the Drew Lock situation is kind of done there in Denver. So it would not surprise me if there is a connection there, because there's only two teams I think we talked about. I think we talked about Carolina and we talked about Denver as possible spots. And what I said to you is, don't go backwards. I believe in Aaron Rodgers. Who wouldn't as a quarterback? But the team, the Green Bay Packers, are in a position once again to win the division if Rodgers does return, in which he very well could, Cap. But we've drawn that parallel to the possibility of him being in Denver. And so now that report makes it seem like it's something that could happen.
Okay, so Pat McAfee, who is tight with Aaron.
Yes.
He's very connected. He's a former NFL player for a long time. He was a great punter for the Colts. He's now in the media world. This is him on that report.
With that going big, sources came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have some sources. Maybe from the golf course, maybe not.
Okay.
Okay, but the source does have knowledge of the situation rather well. Same golf course, two different groups.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two different groups. So they were at the same golf course, but they were nowhere. Allegedly, now, my source told me, tee times were very far apart, so there are a couple places on the course that they could have potentially had interactions, but couldn't have been long if it was.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Golly.
That's brilliant.
That's what sources told me. Now, sources told Romy something different. Mm-hmm. You take it out. The source who told me would know, though. Now that person, though, could be lying to me. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know the person at all previously to this whole situation.
Nope.
So this person would know, but
Incredible. Could
be lying to me. I'm not 100% sure.
So Aaron picked up the phone, called this guy McAfee, who he's tight with, and said, dude, this is much ado about nothing. I was playing with some buddies, and he happened to be on the course, and our tee times weren't even close. It's not like I'm at 11:10 and you're at 11:18.
So you believe that story?
I don't think they played in the same group, because I don't think they're that stupid.
Right.
Because immediately you would have Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst going, Commissioner Goodell, you cannot allow the executive president of another team who has openly said they would be interested if a trade was going to be broached to ride around in a golf cart for 4 hours playing golf together? No shot.
Okay, let me see if I can sprinkle some sense onto this. Okay, they were at the same golf course. If you really want, if you're John Elway and you really wanted Aaron Rodgers, you would never meet him at the same golf course to have a negotiation. It'd be someplace else, right? It could be anywhere in the country. Meet me here and let's be able to talk. Now, number two to that story is that the Packers still have Rodgers as their number one guy. What's Rodgers going to do, retire and then go back to another team? He's mad. Right. And he's frustrated with the Packers. I can understand his point. When you are drafting so many defensive players in the first round and your replacement is the only one you've put in the draft over the last 10 years, I can understand why Rodgers would be peeved, because you never stop as an organization, Cap. It's easy to say, well, look at all the things that they've given him over the years. Cap, as an organization, you keep moving. You keep moving forward. Like, we didn't get it done this year. What else can I do to make you happy as a quarterback? Because ultimately, they're the key to the team.
Mm-hmm.
They're the key to the team. So that's what I'm looking at. As if you're Aaron Rodgers, you want to be able to have more offensive weapons to deal with. There's always a glass ceiling on the Packers' success to get to the Super Bowl championship. Period. So you got to keep trying if you're Gutekunst. You come to the table and say, hey, it's still your job if you want it, but we're not going to just keep waiting. We got to get Jordan ready if you're not going to come. But what, I mean, all the power is in the Packers' hands, isn't it?
Agreed.
So, like, if he wants to go to Denver, there's a way for Elway to talk to Rodgers about it, but doesn't mean the deal's going to be imminent. How do we know? How's that going to happen if the Packers don't want to trade him, right?
Correct. They may say, guess what? You don't want to play? We'll start Jordan Love. We're ready to go, and good luck to you. But we're not trading you.
I mean, like, you'd be a fool to do so, right? It's Aaron Rodgers. It's a Hall of Famer, a guy that increases your chances to win. So if you don't want to be here, then don't show up. But we got to keep moving as an organization.
Correct.
But at the same time, though, I would say over the past few years, Thompson into Gutekunst, do what you can to be able to get more offensive weapons. It's an offensive league. And, like, you could say, well, Hood, look at the Bakhtiari and the offensive line and look at all the weapons that they've given. It's still not enough. Aaron Rodgers is not Tom Brady. Brady could do it with an accountant and a florist and get, you know, a Super Bowl championship. Clearly, Rodgers can't do that.
But they have surrounded him with more than – they got him Aaron Jones. They got him Davante Adams. They got him, as you mentioned, David Bakhtiari. Corey Linsley, who they just lost in free agency, who's one of the best centers in the game. They had Bulaga, who was one of the other best offensive linemen in the game. Like, they've given him a lot of weapons.
Got to keep going. Can't stop. That sounds good, and it is good, but you got to keep going. Don't you?
You do. You absolutely do.
And but if you feel that Rodgers is the problem, then you trade him and see how good your team will be. The Bears will be number one with a bullet. You trade Rodgers out of the division.
But if you are the GM and you're sitting there and the draft is your responsibility and you're like, I love that Jonathan Hood kid. I know he's a linebacker, but we need a linebacker. Sorry, Aaron. I don't like the top wide receiver on the board. He's not as good as the kid that I'm going to take at linebacker.
9 out of 10 years, Cap. 9 out of 10 years for this. There hasn't been an offensive weapon you can utilize 9 out of the last 10 years.
In the first round.
In the first round.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't mean you have to be Matt Millen and draft a wide receiver every year when he's with the Lions. That was ridiculous. Best on the board wide receiver, best on the board wide receiver, and then you did nothing with it because you didn't have the quarterback to match the skill of the wide receiver.
Correct.
What I'm saying is like, I mean, it is Aaron Rodgers, and you do what you can to help him. See, the difference between Rodgers and Belichick in the Brady situation was that, you know, Belichick really didn't have value of the draft. Couldn't care less. I got Tom Brady. I ain't worried about the draft. We'll just fill in the holes here and there, and you figure it out. We got a scheme here. Our scheme is better than quality players at the wide receiver and the running back spot. That's how Belichick looked at it. I mean, look at what they've done over the years. It was all Brady.
We're finding that out.
Right?
312-332-3776. So the early lines are out for every single NFL game. They've already have a line that you can bet the Bears in week 12.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 17 games that they will play, how many times are they favored
That'll be interesting to look at.
Yep. We will look at those early lines. The Bears, versus the spread. And don't forget Friday Folder at 9:35. Be right back.
Get social with our new morning show. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
Cap and J Hood.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Are out for every single NFL game. I mean, we're talking weeks 1 to 17. Hoodie's got the whole shooting match of them. How many times do you think the Bears are favored in the 17-game season here today on, what is this, the 21st of May?
21st of May, yes.
I would have said 6-7 times.
Yes. I would have said at least half. At least half, because we've gone through these. Now, the Packers ones, that's the thing that's really tricky about these picks, because we don't know who the quarterback is.
Correct.
As we just documented in our last segment about Aaron Rodgers, is he going to stay? Is he going to go? Is he going to retire? Is he going to be on Jeopardy? Who knows? But we go through this list, man. Going to the Rams are favored by 7 points. We already put our bet in. We like the Bears. Plus 7 in that spot.
Already have it played.
So I already have that in my DraftKings. Cincinnati Bengals, the Bears are favored by 3.5 points. Okay, I'll take that.
You're going to lay the 3.5?
Absolutely. The Bears will win that outright, and I would say that they win by 10.
And that line
10.
Is, again, what?
3.5.
Bears are getting 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, the Bears are favored by 3.5 points. I think the Bears are
they're favored 3.5.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I think
got
the Bears
it.
Will win the game.
Okay.
And cover that completely. 10.
Wow, you got them blowing out the Bengals.
It's the Bengals. Burrow on one leg. They'll be fine.
All right,
so now at Cleveland, it gets tricky. Browns are favored by 7.
That game concerns me greatly. It does. Whether it's Justin Fields, Andy Dalton, or Jeff Miller, that game concerns me greatly. I think Cleveland's a hell of a football team.
That is the Browns. I think they will beat the Bears by about 10. Over-under on that is 44.5. I like the over in that as well today. Against the Detroit Lions, the Bears are favored by 5.5. I like the Bears there against the Lions.
And it's here in Chicago. I'm going to say that that's a tighter game. Bears win it by 3, so I would take the points with the Lions.
Against the Las Vegas Raiders, in Las Vegas, the Raiders are favored by 3.5.
I don't think the Raiders are that good. I would take those points all day long with the beloved Bears.
I like the Bears outright. I think that the Bears will win the game.
It's a money line play.
And I like the Bears in that one. I think I've changed my mind, because I had that as a loss originally for the Bears. So, but I'm feeling better about the Bears, because that's going to be West Coast Bears audience. There'll be Raiders fans there too, but remember, they're not all traveling from Oakland or from Los Angeles to see this game. There should be a ton of Bears fans in Vegas for that one.
A ton. A lot of the flights are already sold out. So, yeah, I'm with you.
So, and I'll fly out of Milwaukee for that.
We'll just drive.
Gary. I'll fly out of someplace else.
We'll just drive.
Against Green Bay, at home, Packers are favored by 2.5 points. We don't know who the quarterback is. That's a layoff for me.
Agreed. Now, if you told me Aaron's playing, the line's going to inflate, I might take the points. If you tell me Aaron got traded or he retired to do Jeopardy, I'd probably take the Bears.
Over-under is 46 for that one. I would take the under if it's not Aaron Rodgers. If it's not Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
That's how I look at it.
If it is Aaron Rodgers, all bets are off.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
So now that's a tough one.
Okay.
At Tampa against the champions, the Buccaneers are favored by 10 points. Now, we get to October 24th. Who's the Bears quarterback?
Justin Fields.
Okay. Well, now we'll take the Buccaneers.
They are going to want to pay back the Bears who beat them last year.
10, though. That's a stiff number.
Especially when Brady takes the field and then people are going, hey, fourth down, pal. That was already fourth. What? I thought we have one more down. Nope, you don't.
10's a lot. Is Tampa a juggernaut?
They're good.
They're good, but are they a juggernaut? 10 points good? At home against the Bears? That's tough.
It's a lot of points.
Yeah,
in any NFL game, that's a lot of points.
Okay. I mean, they make it seem like that the Bears are really going to be an underachieving team limping in there on the 24th of October, Jeff. I mean, that's not good.
I do think, really, if you want to bet any of these early lines, the play is to look at the underdogs you like, and specifically, like you're mentioning, Hoodie, the big numbers, because at this point, anything can happen. Like, you could very easily walk into that game, and Tampa Bay could be in a similar situation to where they were at last year when they were playing the Bears, where they had a lot of players beaten up and injured. And if that's the case, when you get to the week prior, the line may be more like 3, 3.5. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think if you're going to make an actual play on any of these early lines, it is absolutely check out who are the heavy underdogs and pound them. Because you know what? If the Bears have a key injury, you're still getting 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the same across any of these early lines.
But that's the key, as you just said, is bet. Like, we got down on the Ram game,
yeah,
7.
Early.
By the time that thing kicks off, that thing could be down to 4.
Like, I don't think you want to play favorites on any of these early lines. If you're betting favorites, that's a bad move because injuries can completely derail you.
The 49ers are favored by 4 points over the Bears at Soldier Field on October 31st.
49ers by 4?
Yep.
I would probably take the 4 points at home.
I will look at the over-under there at 44.5. I think October, probably one of the last nice days in Chicago at the end of October, still kind of warmish, like in the 50s. And I could see the ball slung all over the yard for either team. That's what I'm looking at so far. We'll see. At Pittsburgh, Monday Night Football, Steelers are favored by 5.5.
I don't think the Steelers are a great team. I don't.
But better than the Bears.
But they're able to run the football. Mm-hmm. Big Ben, probably in his final season. They just added Najee Harris. I would probably lay the points with them.
Yeah, so Steelers are favored by 5.5. We go to November 21st against Baltimore at home. Ravens are favored by 3.5. Just 3.5, huh?
I'm not a huge Ravens. They're a good team. I'm not saying they're a bad team. I'm not all in that's like, oh my God, the Ravens are amazing. That line is tricky to me. I would thought it would have been a bigger line.
So did I. So are the defenses, they're tongue down by their jock by the time they get to November 21st? You got to stop that guy. You got to stop Lamar Jackson. How many yards is he going to get? See, now in that game, I'm looking at props. I'm looking at different ways, exotic bets around that game. We'll see where the Bears are as far as health.
That's at Chicago.
Yep.
I would probably take the Bears there because when the line looks phony, they're begging you to go one way. They're begging you to bet the Ravens there. I'll take the Bears.
Okay. Thanksgiving against the Lions. The Lions are favored by 3.5. I don't understand that line. How are the Lions favored by 3.5 on Thanksgiving? How? The Bears are a better football team today.
They are.
Okay, so what is the trick there by Vegas by putting the Lions out there for 3.5? The hype over Dan Campbell and his Lion?
Probably begging you to bet the Bear.
And I would. How about that?
Yeah, I'm going to wait on a game like that. I got to see how that team plays. Jared Goff, crappy?
The Bears are not losing on Thanksgiving.
I hope you're right.
Come on now, it's Thanksgiving. We just beat them a couple years ago on Thanksgiving.
And it's the 11:30 a.m. game.
The early game.
It sucks when you get up early, you make your coffee, you start, you know, putting Bloody Marys together, you sit down, and they lose? That would not be fun.
Okay, so can you see a scenario where the Bears lose to the Ravens but beat the Lions? Short week now. That's just 4 days.
Correct.
That's tough, and they're going to be banged up, but I think they'll still be better than the Lions.
Tough turnaround, especially if Dan Campbell is able to bring that tiger down on the field, or that lion.
December 5th against the Cardinals. Cardinals are favored by 1.5. Now, tricky weather situation, Arizona out of the dome. They'll be at home at Soldier Field, a little crisp.
Bears win.
By how much? Like, they just. But why is the line 1.5? Kyler Murray in the offense is better than the Bears today. So.
Weather's going to be cold.
Yep.
Bears win.
Okay. It's just right out.
Right out.
Over-under is 46.
Yeah, take the over in that game and the Bears win.
Green Bay. At Green Bay, December 12th, Packers are favored by 5.5. Again, that's a layoff. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I can't.
December 20th against Minnesota at home, the Vikings are favored by 1 point.
They're the Vikings. Take the Bears.
I would agree. Against Seattle on December 26th. In Seattle, the Seahawks are favored by 5.5. The Seahawks are going to win that outright and cover the number.
Probably. They're very tough at home.
I don't care how good the Bears are.
The 12th man, the whole deal.
It's tough to win there.
Agreed.
So we're on the other side of this, all the vaccines, the COVID-19, I expect a full house in Seattle, right?
It'll be loud.
So, yeah, I would say that the Bears will win that one. The Seahawks will win that one. January 2nd against the Giants. Bears are favored by 2 points.
Where is it?
Soldier Field.
Wow.
That's the Giants win.
And the Giants got some weapons, man. They've added some real talent this year.
Now, I'm thinking that the Bears are going to win the game. That's number one. Now I got to break it down. Bears are favored by 2. So the Bears can't beat the Cardinals at home, but they can beat the Giants.
Oh, I got them beating the Cardinals at home.
No, I'm saying, like, from Vegas' standpoint, Cardinals are favored by 1.5, but they have the Bears favored at home by 2 against the Giants. I say the Bears are going to win that game.
I'm going to say the Bears get upset there. Saquon Barkley's coming back. He tore his knee up at Soldier Field. He's going to be really amped for that game.
And at Minnesota on January 9th, the Vikings are favored by 4 points.
How late in the season? January 9th, we're still playing regular season football. Isn't that crazy?
Yep. There's going to be a point where, you know, the Super Bowl will be on Valentine's Day one day. I mean, just
no question.
When you add an extra week, here we go. Like deep into now we're in the second week of January with regular season football. I'm already ready for the playoffs at that point. We all have to adjust, though.
I'm going to say the Bears lose that game at Minnesota because they've already clinched the division title.
Yes.
Because Aaron's either hosting Jeopardy or playing somewhere else.
So you think the Vikings can? Think the Vikings can win?
No, I think the Bears. Yeah, I think the Vikings can win that game. Yeah. I think the Bears will be cautious as they get ready for the playoffs.
Now, be careful now. For them to clinch, say if they lose against Seattle and they take on the Giants, I think the Bears can beat the Giants. Maybe that'll be their clincher, and that the Vikings game on January 9th won't matter.
That'd be nice.
Could be. And you bring backups in, you know. That's when Dalton's a backup, and he can back up Fields by January 9th,
and
right?
And you have Kirk Cousins. Yes. Hey, Kirk, you like that?
You like that? So, I like the early. I like some of the early numbers, but I think Jeff is right that when you take a look at some of these, it's like I have to lay off on a number of these, but I've already put in for the Rams. I believe the Bears.
Yeah, we both bet it here in the studio. That's got done. The Bears plus 7.
That's done. Because it's still Matt Stafford. And he's got to adjust to the Rams' offense and the way they do things anyway. So I think that, and this will make amends for the last time the Bears played the Rams on Sunday Night Football. The disaster. That was a winnable game, and the Bears trickled it down their legs. That was a tough loss. Tough loss two years ago. Remember?
That was the game where they pulled Mitch at the end.
That's right. That was the clandestine.
Matt had his arm around him.
You got the play sheet over their heads. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to be kind of injured.
And Chase Daniels coming in.
Right.
And you were very, very, very lousy today.
That's right. Could have asked Matt Nagy that, by the way, when he was here. Hey,
what did you say to Mitch in the Ram game? All right. We have got the Friday folder, one of our favorite topics of the week, our subjects of the week. It is coming up next.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood show.
What in the hell are you wearing?
My thinking cap, because it's time for the Friday folder.
Brought to you by Apt, ABT, Apt Electronics in Glenview. It's the greatest place you'll ever go with the best customer service. All right, the stories we just didn't have time all week to get to. Danny!
Because of cap.
Gentlemen,
because
yes.
Of hoodie. Because Meller didn't have anything on his yellow pad.
All right, it's not Meller's fault. Not the Friday folder.
Danny.
Gentlemen, let's start with something going on currently right now. There is some golf being played at the Ocean Course.
That's some
in
golf,
South
Danny.
Carolina.
It's the PGA freaking championship. Pay it the respect it's deserving.
True or false, that is some golf.
True.
True. It is some golf. Right now, a guy I've never heard of and will probably never hear of again, Brendan Grace is your leader. He's at -4. Richie Werneski, somebody else I've never heard of and will never hear of again, is at -3. Christian Bezidenhout is also at -3.
Christian Bezidenhout.
The three guys at the top of the leaderboard are three people I've never, ever heard of. This is why golf sucks. Please, Tiger, heal up and get back.
Tiger, oh, really? You never heard of the guy tied for second named Brooks Koepka?
Okay, that's fine. He hasn't teed off yet. I'm reading you the names of the guys currently playing that are on the leaderboard. Yes, I've heard of Brooks Koepka. The point is, this is your leaderboard for a championship.
I understand what you're saying because you want to have named guys. You still have not been able to move the sport forward without Tiger Woods. And when you have Grace and Bradley and Werneski and was it Bezidenhout?
Christian Bezidenhout.
Bezidenhout. Because that rolls off the tongue. That's a name for the community. People know that one really well.
That's what you say on a Sunday morning. Hey, how was your Saturday night? It was a Bezidenhout.
It's a Bezidenhout.
Wow.
Roll out the barrel.
Just wait till we have some bigger names on the board, like a Colin Morikawa. He's
guess what?
Two
I won't
shots
know
off
because
the list.
I won't be paying attention.
Your loss.
All right, gentlemen.
Bezidenhout. Yeah, in Kenosha with some beers at midnight.
The brat stop.
Yeah. Bezidenhout.
Danny.
Get out of here.
All right, speaking of golf, Ricky Fowler, you guys know who he is. That's a golfer even I've heard of.
Yes.
He said playing against Michael Jordan has helped him overcome his prolonged slump. They play often at Jordan's course. Jordan, by the way, is a 77.
Oh, just the idea of the competition and the pressure.
What does that mean, he's a 77?
I don't know. I thought you would know that. It says in the story, according to Fowler, the over-under on Jordan's rounds is 77.
Oh, the over-under. Yeah, his handicap, Michael's like a 6.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's his handicap.
Was he a 10 on the basketball court? Oh, that's all I know, pal.
That's it. Michael's still the GOAT.
But you can understand where someone that's played at a high level, that could put pressure on you as a golfer. You think you're shorthanded, but you got a guy that's trash-talking you like Jordan. That gets your game right.
Correct.
Because if you can get past him, you can get past anybody.
That's why the late Earl Woods would scream profanity, slurs, whatever, at Tiger in the middle of his swing. And when Tiger finally had mastered that, that's when he said he'll become the best.
Fowler says that Jordan pushes him extremely hard.
Do it, Jeff.
Which is good.
Jeff, say it. Was that before or after he was done rocking in the old station wagon while Tiger putted?
That's what I was waiting for. Jeff and I had the same idea. And I just want Jeff to say it.
At least he took something off the other yellow pad.
Go ahead. Nikola Jokic, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid are named finalists for the NBA's MVP award. Also nominated, interestingly, Derrick Rose for the Sixth Man Award and Tom Thibodeau for the Coach of the Year.
So Tom Thibodeau, Quinn Snyder at Utah, Monty Williams at Phoenix. Those are probably the best.
You got it.
So very fair there. And Derek is a sixth man, abso-freaking-lutely.
It just makes me happy to see him on the floor and healthy.
And healthy.
And you mentioned MVP. Give it again. The MVPs.
The MVPs. Hold on, Hoodie. Let me scroll back up.
That would be Embiid, Curry, and Jokic. The Joker.
Yeah, Chris Paul should be on that list, too.
No shot. Over who?
They should be on the list. No, we're nobody. He should
no,
be on
they
the
only
list.
Will three have three finals.
Category.
Well, he's on my list. I have got four.
Wow.
No, if you know this guy, Joel Embiid is a Jayhawk.
And Jokic is going to win that in a runaway.
Yes, I think that is the case. If Embiid played more games, that would have been the case. But I still think Chris Paul deserves credit. You take Chris Paul off the Suns are good, but not this good.
Agreed.
Almost the number one seed in the West. He has been a heartbeat for that Suns team.
No doubt about it. But Jokic is the MVP. Danny.
Speaking of basketball, the Nets playoff tickets are in a slump, which indicates the Knicks own the town. It's so much so that they have to pay for half-price tickets. The Nets are offering half-price tickets for their playoff series.
Well, I mean, the Nets are not the story in New York. It's always going to be the Knicks first. The Nets are still New Jersey to a lot of people in that area. Chris Russo, Mad Dog Russo, told us, like, I can't get a Nets call on my show because not enough people care.
they also are an unlikable team.
By whom?
The fan base.
Who told you that?
The fan base. If you read some of the articles in the New York paper, I subscribe to a couple of New York papers. When you read it, the fans don't like Kyrie. They know he's a great talent. KD has been in and out of the lineup. James Harden started the season looking like he was 25 pounds overweight. Finally got himself in shape. He's a great player, and then he got hurt. They're not a likable club.
How about Havlicek?
He doesn't play anymore.
They're likable enough. If I was in that area, I'd be getting Nets tickets. There's no question about that. I want to see the team that's going to win the East.
That's basketball!
I'd watch that.
They're not winning the East.
What?
I believe that they can win the East.
You're dismissing them so out of hand?
They don't defend well enough.
They may not have to.
It's the
You're
NBA.
Right. You're right.
It's the NBA. They don't have to defend well. You defend when you have to defend. At the end of quarters, at the end of games. You're just not going to get the Bulls defense of the 1990s on that ball club. On any ball club. Even with the Knicks, as strong as they are defensively, watch them against an Atlanta team that can light you up for 130 points a night. Just watch how that works.
That makes me sick.
I understand, Chris, but that's just the way basketball is.
That's basketball.
I get it. But things have changed now.
Can we get
my God almighty.
All right. You don't have to yell and scream. It's a Friday.
Can we get Havlicek in the lineup?
Havlicek.
All right, boys. ESPN announces a documentary series called The Captain featuring the one and only Derek Jeter.
That's right. Derek Jeter, because he's unlikable because the fans say so. Go ahead.
Derek Jeter is, I don't know how you fill 6 episodes of content with him. Like, he was a great player, but what is so compelling for 6 episodes?
The gift baskets.
Because he's great.
Different girl each episode.
Each episode is a different relationship he was in.
Mrs. Jeter may not like that, though.
I mean, she might not like that, but I mean, episode 1 is going to be about Mariah.
Hannah Davis? Was that
Hannah Davis is his wife. Hannah Jeter.
Yeah. Mariah Carey will be the first episode, along with other conquests that he's had. But see, here's the thing, though. We won't get any of that. If you want to have a documentary, give it to me real. Give me everything of Derek Jeter. How he's able to get to this point right now with a Marlins team. Give me all of it.
So,
but we won't get that.
I was told yesterday that when Derek took over, a lot of people thought, yeah, whatever. He shows up at work 8 a.m. every day. Trying to build this thing the right way. They said he works his tail off.
Yep.
Quickly before we move on, Tyra Banks, Scarlett Johansson, Jessica Alba, Vanessa Milano, Adriana Lima, and Jessica Biel all on his list. All right, boys, the Lollapalooza.
My God almighty!
The Lollapalooza wow. Lineup is out. Great news. If you hate music, you should check it out.
Tyra Banks, fool. Now, let's not do that, Danny. Now, I don't understand why you're so upset about this list here.
I'll tell you why. This is the 30-year anniversary of Lollapalooza. The first one was in 1991. This is a 30-year anniversary. The organizers of Lollapalooza had a real chance here to hit a tremendous home run. Have new acts, have some of the old acts to celebrate the anniversary. They did none of that here. I look at this list, and I can't even count 7 bands that I would stand in that hot August Chicago sun to go see.
Watch this, Cap. You like Foo Fighters, Danny?
I do.
You like Post Malone, Danny?
I do.
You like Miley Cyrus, Danny?
I don't need to see her sing karaoke.
I asked you, did you like her?
Yes.
Okay.
That's 3.
You like Limp Bizkit, Danny?
That's 4.
Okay.
Now, I said more than 5.
You like Jack Harlow, Danny?
I'm not standing in the sun.
But you do like the act, do you not?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like Meg Thee Stallion?
No.
Why?
Because I can't let you get 6.
That's great.
From here on out, I'm saying no, Hood.
What about the sports radio theme of Jimmy Eat World? The one song he has.
What is he going to play that?
There's plenty more of Jimmy Eat World.
What is it? I've only heard one on sports radio forever.
And they have to play that song 7 times, and that's it for their show.
And that was a joke. That was supposed to be like an interlude to the next song. It became a hit. How long is that song? 2 minutes?
3.
3 minutes?
Jack Harlow, what team is he on? Danny.
All right, boys, we all know Cap loves 2 things, meat and Jay Cutler. Well, good news, Jay Cutler is launching a new meat subscription service Cuts.
I'm going vegan.
What? You are? You don't like that idea? Cutler's doing something special, trying to help people.
God bless him. Good luck to him. I hope he's happy. I hope he has a great life. I just,
not a fan. You got to let that go.
All right, forget the hate of Cutler. Let's talk about his meat subscription service called Cuts.
Original.
There's a video for it. Yeah. It's awesome. It's Jay cutting meat. It's Jay putting the meat on a grill outside with, like, real wood and stuff, which is really fitting because it looks like it's fall even though it's 85 degrees. Mm-hmm. And then the best is him looking well-coiffed and groomed, lighting this big stogie in his mouth. And by the way, the great Jay Cutler, and I say great, joins Waddle and Sylvie Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Wow.
Going to be listening?
Will he have more than one playoff win in his career as the Bears quarterback by then?
Oh. Don't be a jerk.
What did I say? Did I not give fact?
Will that still be more than Mitch Trubisky ever gave the Bears?
Yeah, probably right. No question. He's not here anymore.
Did you have a hard fall?
All right, guys. Last one before we move on.
Understand, Secretariat liked the people. Jay didn't. That I'm at one end. Jay's at the other. Danny.
Last one, boys. A 224-pound Russian woman reportedly killed her husband with her buttocks.
That's how I want to go. Absolutely. Her ass killed her husband?
The details of this are horrific.
You want to tell me? Give me a little something?
They were drunk. They were having a disagreement.
Yep.
He passed out on his bed, on his stomach, face down. She sat on the back of his head and suffocated him.
Did he like that?
I don't believe so. From the sounds of it, it sounds like it was a horrible way to die.
Hoodie, I heard he died doing what he loves, so don't just miss it out of hand.
Wow.
That's
horrific.
But that's a thing, though. Is to be choked or to be suffocated, that's a thing, is it not, Danny?
But it doesn't sound like that was a thing.
It wasn't a sexual thing, though. They got really, really drunk. They had an argument, and she strangled them to death with her butt. It wasn't like a kinky sex thing. Like, you know, some people say the lead singer of NXS died that way. It's called, like, asphyxiation or something like that.
David Carradine. Plenty of people have died from that.
You cut off your oxygen while you're about to, you know, climax and supposed to be a tremendous thing.
I don't get how that would be fun.
Have you ever tried it?
Weekend.
Huh?
Tried it? Have you ever tried it?
You can't crap on something you've never tried.
No, I've never tried it, and I have no interest in when I'm about to achieve...
You should do it on IG
awesome
Live
this moment.
Weekend.
Get choked. No, thank you.
Wait, I just want to be clear.
Hey, Mindy, can you tighten that?
No.
Is that a screw?
Mindy's like, I've been waiting for you to ask that for 10 years.
Is that a screw? Tighten what?
No, she got a rope around my... No chance.
Wait, hold on a second. Just so I'm clear.
Neck.
It's a climax for who? The woman or the guy?
No, the guy. It's mostly guys, I believe,
do it. You can do both.
I guess Meller says you could do both. He's the expert. But I've heard more about guys do it. So, like, you know, you cut off the oxygen.
Yeah.
As you're about to climax, it heightens the sensation.
Don't. What are you doing, Cap?
Don't try that at home.
Cap, stop. Cap, stop typing.
You know good karma policy is going to block whatever set you think you're going to.
Why are you doing that, Cap?
WebMD. It's on WebMD. No. Relax.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
What is sexual asphyxiation?
Don't do that. You're going to get us fired.
It falls under the umbrella of breath play.
My God almighty!
Any sex act that makes it hard for you to breathe. People may use their hands. Plastic bags are now being used. Like, really?
It makes me sick.
Me too, Chris.
Havlicek!
Havlicek never did that.
I mean...
Night after night.
Well, I'm okay with that part. But nonetheless...
It's known as erotic asphyxiation.
Danny,
I don't get it.
Don't run away, Danny. I want an answer here.
Yes, I'm here for you.
She sat on the back of his neck and he died.
Yes, but this wasn't erotic asphyxiation.
No,
this
she was just mad.
They were boozed up. They were liquored up. They had a disagreement about something. He asked her, please let it go, let it go. She refused. She was in a mood. She didn't want to let it go. She was feisty. He said, okay, the hell with you. I'm going to bed. He went to his bedroom and he passed out. He passed out, you know, face down on the bed, which many of us have done in a drunken stupor many times.
Correct.
She was so upset that she went in, sat on the back of his head, and suffocated him. There was no kinky, nothing kinky going on here. It was just...
How much did she weigh?
224 pounds.
That's all right.
I've taken myself through this. I feel like there's almost no way getting out of there because his hands were to his side.
Yeah.
So his hands were to his side, and she pinned his hands to his side with her knees.
Oh.
So there's no fighting that.
That's not sexy.
that's basketball.
That's not basketball.
The boss loves this topic. He just came in to hear more.
That's not basketball, Chris.
Mike is into asphyxiation.
He's been in the business for a long time. You're sure he is.
All right. We'll be right back.
My God almighty.
Here's David Kaplan.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you. This hour brought to you by the home loan expert at HeroLoan.com. We pay for appraisals and close your VA loan in as little as 14 days. Apply online today at HeroLoan.com.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Don't forget about the ESPN Chicago app. Brand new Under the Hood basketball podcast. I talked to Nick Friedell. We previewed the NBA playoffs. It's right there on the ESPN Chicago app.
And you can download that app at the Google Play Store, the iTunes Store. It's instant on to listen crystal clear clarity to our radio station. And then every show podcast is there. Danny's Armchair Nutritionist is there. You can get the shorts of our show each day. And so you can have a quick, there's a little bite. Now I'm going to listen to the whole thing.
As you called it originally, you know, the little 20, 30-minute chunks.
The little clip.
The 20, 30-minute chunk, you know, take that.
That's it.
That's what it's called.
That is what it's called. So, anyway, please download the app. Carmen and Yurko are in Indianapolis. And did you see JR in his racing suit?
Yes. He invented racing, you know.
I mean, you think he would trim the beard just a little bit.
No, he's doing the racer's job.
He's doing the job of the racers now, absolutely.
I produce Stern.
So I produce Stern.
AJ Foyt.
I have, I'm behind the wheel of the cars. And so I'm in a car. So that's all part of the mix coming up at 10.
And Yurko, of course, has a picture of Carm and JR in their racing suits.
So good.
Said, about to get in for the ride of death.
They're having fun. That's going to be great.
A lot of fun. So they are down there in Indy. We've got time trials going on, and they'll have a whole lot of fun down in Indianapolis. So ready for a good weekend. I'm going to play some golf today. Got baseball tomorrow. You got to work tomorrow night. So we'll be rocking and rolling and back ready on Monday.
Exactly right. So we got to find out what the guys are doing.
We will. We'll talk to them in 2 minutes.
Take that.